From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a delay in passage of a key U.S. surveillance bill. The White House has criticized the Senate for failing to reach an agreement before legal authority expired for the National Security Agency to collect Americans' telephone data. Here is White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
What we have said 4 weeks now is that the Senate's failure to act introduces unnecessary risk to the country and to our citizens.
Supporters blamed Senator Rand Paul, a 2016 Republican presidential candidate, for the failure. The Kentucky senator blocked immediate passage of the House-approved measure that would have made modifications to the current data collection program. The program is intended to help the government thwart terrorist attacks, but some view it as a violation of citizens' privacy rights. A U.S. journalist held in Yemen has been released, but details of his detention remain unclear. The United States is vowing to free more Americans in the country. The U.S. State Department identified the reporter as Casey Combs. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants drove a tank filled with explosives onto an Iraqi police base Monday, killing at least 37 people and injuring dozens more. The suicide bombing near Samarra targeted security forces and triggered another explosion in an ammunition depot on the base. A spokesman for Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza said Monday the government will consider a request from East African leaders to postpone this month's presidential election. The request to delay the vote by at least 6 weeks came after an emergency summit on Sunday. The summit also called on all parties to stop violence that has come after weeks of protest over the president's plan to run for a third term. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of an American woman who was denied a job because she wears a Muslim headscarf. Samantha Eloff brought her legal case in 2008 when an Abercrombie & Fitch store in Oklahoma rejected her for employment. An assistant manager said she was qualified, but a manager decided the headscarf would violate the store's dress code. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of the southern state of South Carolina, an outspoken advocate for U.S. military intervention overseas, joined the crowded Republican field Monday. He is seeking the party's 2016 presidential nomination. There is growing concern in South Korea, China, and Hong Kong about the rising number of confirmed cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. Brian Padden takes a look.
The South Korean outbreak is the largest among countries outside the Middle East. As a precautionary measure, the South Korean Ministry of Health and Welfare said it has put under quarantine or special observation over 680 people who were exposed directly or indirectly to the MERS virus, which affects the respiratory system, causing flu-like symptoms. Hong Kong has also quarantined 18 people and isolated 17 more. And in China's Guangdong province, where there is one confirmed case of MERS, nearly 80 people have been isolated. Brian Padden, Seoul.
A severe heat wave gripping India is the second deadliest the country has ever experienced. Anjana Pasricha reports.
Scattered rain brought relief to a handful of places from scorching temperatures that have persisted for nearly 2 weeks across much of India. But across vast swaths of the country, the heat showed no signs of letting up. In the worst affected states, such as Andhra Pradesh, authorities issued advisories for people to stay in the shade. In many places, temperatures have hovered around 45 degrees Celsius. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, Mumbai.
Dozens of people were killed Monday in the Nigerian city of Onitsha when a fuel tanker exploded at a crowded bus terminal. Many people were injured. Red Cross officials say the tanker veered out of control, perhaps due to brake failure. The United Nations says South Sudan has decided to expel the UN deputy representative to that nation. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the move Monday and called on South Sudan to reverse the decision. U.S. President Barack Obama sternly warned China Monday that its land reclamation project in the South China Sea are counterproductive and a threat to Southeast Asian prosperity. He made his remarks to a group of young Southeast Asian leaders visiting the United States. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.